Need a dose of your favourite K-pop? That K-pop Shop has you covered. That K-pop Shop is having a pop-up store in Melbourne City, 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. this Valentine's Day, February 14. Get any poster for $10, photo cards from $2, and a free rose with any purchase over $30. Plus, heaps more bargains in store. Head to That K-pop Shop's Valentine's Day pop-up store at 110 Franklin Street, Melbourne, or visit our website for more info. ThatKpopShop.com.
Asian Pop Radio Australia. Young one and gone. Check the outside. Yeah, we'll get none.
Hello and welcome to Asian Pop Radio Australia. This is your host Jay John, and I am on my own this week because Jeanette is still recovering from her unfortunate scooter accident. But don't worry, she is okay, she's in good spirits, and she will be hopefully back with us next week now. Big show coming up, so we're going to get into it as quick as we can. Want to tell you that we've got Andy from SBS Pop Asia coming up to celebrate World Radio Day with us. It's very exciting. Great to have Andy on the show. Also, another radio identity, Mo from K Radio. So we'll chat to Mo to see where she got started on K Music. We've got our K-pop goss coming up with BJ, and of course we will be bringing you the Asian Pop News update in around about 3 minutes time. But for now, let's get the show started with the latest Oh My God from 4 Minute. This is Crazy on Asian Pop Radio.
Never gonna Pop News Update.
Thanks to Asian Pop Radio News Coordinator Cassie, this is the Asian Pop Radio News Update. Tetsuya Komuro has announced that he is currently working on a tribute for popular 90s group Globe's upcoming 20th anniversary. The news was revealed via Twitter on February 10, receiving a response from the legendary Ayumi Hamazaki, who expressed her interest in contributing to the tribute. Details are yet to be revealed, however, fans have already begun to look favorably on the event. After much speculation, Chinese singer Li Ronghao has finally put an end to rumors of his romance with fellow singer Rainy Yang. The rumors came about after the singer mistakenly uploaded a selfie of himself with Rainy onto Weibo. According to UDN News, Li clarified that the picture was nothing special and stated that this is how he usually poses when taking pictures with colleagues. And finally, actress Selena Li has revealed that she will be changing her Chinese name from Li Ziyuan to Li Ziwa in honor of her late grandmother. Selena, who shared a close bond with her grandmother, stated that although her original name sounded very elegant, her grandma had always called her Ziwa, and the name was close to her heart. More Asian pop news for you next week, or follow us on Facebook, fb.com/Asian Pop Radio.
Asian Pop Radio Australia, welcome officially Eric Nam to Melbourne. Hey Eric, how are you going?
Good, how are you? Thank you so much, Asian Pop Radio, you guys. I see your tweets every once in a while, like people will retweet them to me and stuff, right. So really appreciate the support and wish you guys only the best.
Australia's largest Asian pop community radio show, Asian Pop Radio Australia.
Life is like a game. 気を抜いたら lose my way. 失う得るを繰り返して It's getting real. すごく物足りない欲しいのは平凡な日々じゃない他にない自分だけのスタイル見つけ壊れないように磨き上げろ Make it happen 可能さ既に勝ってんだって気づいた You don't care自分次第叶えられるさ Don't be afraid 掴み取れ Just take a chance 誰の上にも、My old gift Believe yourself 研ぎ澄ませ Just make a choice 望めばどれでも、ビリビリ前にも Anybody ならろうだからこそ got to be strong 誰かのためにありたい I'm not sure 本音は自信ない思い描く姿は困難じゃない背中を押してくれ人のため弱音なんて捨てて叩き上げろ Make it happen 可能さやれるかって自分次第愛で返すさ Don't be afraid 掴み取れ Just take a chance 誰の上にも、My own gift Believe yourself 研ぎ澄ませ Just make a choice 望めば誰でも、意味に前にも
Asian Pop Radio, the best songs from right around the continent of Asia. But now we focus on what's happening in the world of K-pop. And of course, we have now our K-pop Goss segment with BJ. Hey, BJ.
Hi, how's it going?
Jet setting around. How was Netherlands?
Oh, that was really good. It was really good. Yeah, still a bit tired, jet lagged. And it was nice. Weather was cold, though.
Get to catch up with the family and all.
Definitely.
Some old friends.
Definitely.
Yeah, well, you remember who your friends are now, okay?
Yeah, I do.
You make sure they listen and we get to tell them who's boss.
You know that.
I hear it in your voice. I can tell you're telling the truth. Okay, I believe we're kicking off with some news on Big Bang.
Yes, that's right. Big Bang will return earlier as they expected because the progress with their album is going really, really well.
Yeah.
And their last album was in 2012 and they announced a new album and it's going to be big. So
I heard that Mr. YG thinks this is the best Big Bang song ever.
Oh, yes. He thinks definitely like that.
Yeah,
so.
Okay.
So another album release.
Shinhwa.
The date is confirmed within 2 weeks. Boy band Shinhwa will release its new album on the 26th.
Wow, the long-awaited one.
Oh, February, that's right. It's following the album release, the band will hold concerts at the Olympic Gymnastics Arena in Seoul on March 21st and 22nd to mark their 17 years since its debut.
I know, amazing, right?
Yeah, wow. And if you see a picture of them, they all look so crisp,
and
clear.
Yeah, yeah, Photoshop works amazingly. It kind of baffles me to think that they've been around for 17 years and they started in 1998, which makes me feel just a little bit old.
Yes. Yeah, right. But they're pretty old as well, I think. But
with every day that goes past, we're all getting older. We're all in good company. All right. Oh, look, SM are taking legal action. Can't we just copy and paste this story each week?
I just love gay K-pop because there's always like...
Did you just say gay K-pop? I love K-pop.
I just love K-pop because there's so much going on and there's so much bitching going on in this world as well with plagiarism and, filing complaints. And there's always something going on and I love stories like this. So SM Entertainment announced that they have been filed a damage suit against former EXO members Luhan and Chris. And I called them the Chinese guys last time.
Yeah, you remember that, right? Yeah.
So what happened here? Well, Chris and Luhan, they actually just out of themselves just decided to leave EXO, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And after that, they went back to China and had all kinds of appearances in numerous advertisements, TV shows, events, award shows, even movies.
Yeah, movies.
And according to SM Entertainment, they did that with their fame that they received from EXO.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, and they
were able to endorse things because of the work that SM put into it.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. And now SM Entertainment is missing out on the deals because they got paid solely for these things.
Mm.
And this is exactly why SM Entertainment filed a complaint and, sues them in court because Entertainment says that the appearances were illegal and they seek compensation because of it caused major financial damage to the agency. And they also state that they will take all possible legal action to prevent further financial damage by the duo and the companies that hired them as well. So those are mentioned in the complaint as well.
Yeah.
So they're doing a lot about this, and I'll keep you guys posted.
Look, I think it's fair enough, BJ, because SM need money. They don't have enough. Have you been past their headquarters? It's like a shack. It's just like a bus stop, a bus shelter.
Well, the next agency is even more hilarious. ZNT and Cross, their new track, Just, is dominating the charts.
Yep.
Hip-hop musicians ZNT and Crush are working together, and they released Young. It's proving to be a big hit. The lead single Just is topping major charts, so that's pretty cool for them. Their agency's Amoeba Culture, this is the most ridiculous name I've ever seen for an agency, Amoeba Culture.
It sounds like something you find in yogurt.
I think it's, an amoeba,
bacteria.
It's a single-celled organism living in water. it's a ectoplasm with a membrane around it. It has nothing to do with music.
Yeah, yeah.
Especially not something that brings out cool new things that are state-of-the-art, anything.
Yeah. So what are we going to do for our company name? We're going to go with something that sounds like a disease that can kill people.
Instead of making some
high
music.
Impact stuff.
I was looking into this and I was like, Amoeba Culture? Is that a mistake or is it right? And it actually is. It is their. It's their actual name, and they have a logo with an amoeba in it as well.
Wow.
And it sounds to me like something you put under a petri dish, you scrutinize under a microscope.
Maybe lost in translation, that one.
You know what? They also had a plagiarism thing going on. with a Dutch artist, Caro Emerald.
Okay.
And they stole...
Friend of yours?
Well, she's actually pretty good. Yeah. I like her. Do you know her?
No.
Okay, so she has this 1920s
trying to
Charleston
ignore my Dutch
sound.
Heritage.
Yeah, you do, completely. It's ridiculous. It's shameful. It's shameful. So she has this 1920s, 30 Charleston style kind of songs.
Oh, wow.
Which are really cool. You should definitely listen into it. I'll send you
Everyone's
some.
Everyone's doing the Charleston.
So yeah, Caro Emerald. Again, plagiarism allegations for Amoeba Culture. Well, anyway, they're doing very well right now, but I think it's mostly due to Zion T and Crush's their
collaboration.
Yeah, and their shit.
Sexy bodies.
No.
they're packing.
Say that when you're good at something.
Talent.
Your talent.
Things that we don't have.
Yeah.
That's why it was hard for us to remember the word talent.
Because I don't have any talent.
Because we don't have it.
So ZNT and Crush, their talent is more, you know, it has more to do with that than this Amoeba Culture thing. I don't even know who runs the show over there.
Wow.
It's probably some biologist that failed in life. I don't know.
It's all too confusing, BJ. I think I have to go and research it.
You should do that.
Put it under the microscope.
And search for Caro Emerald.
All right. BJ, you're awesome and you do have talent. I was just teasing.
And so do you. I was just teasing
it's
too.
It's in your Dutch blood.
Check out youtube.com/AsianPopRadio for exclusive podcasts, interviews with your favorite musicians or idols, reviews, and more.
Yes, Asian Pop Radio, our interviews with K-Music's Mo and SVS Pop Asia's Andy coming up shortly. For now, here is the latest from Mad Clown. It's Fire.
Trouble, trouble, a destiny. Look at the upper. Look at the top and here. Look in each in the book. Is the man not uti? Iraqi uti.
들어봐, 어제 3년 약정 안에 내 폰 정신 차리니 박살 날고 바닥엔 할부 안 끝난 모니터 눈앞에 넌 계속 악쓰고 있고 젠장 뭐 답도 없이 내가 널 미쳐 네가 날 미쳐 서로 씩씩거리면서 더럽게 질척이는데 나 완전 미쳐 헤어지고 싶은 눈치인데 날 시키지 말고 네가 직접 말하시던가 어찌됐든 나쁜 쪽 되기 싫다 이건데 알았어 그럼 꺼지던가 그래 잘가 잘 지내 네가 어디 어떻게 잘 사나 두고 볼 건데 나 넌 너무 사랑했어 딱 한마디만 할게 너랑 꼭 똑같은 사람 만나 쓰레기
Trouble Trouble I just need 누가 더 아파 누가 더 사랑해 내게 미친 날 보고 있으면 난 웃지 이렇게 웃지 라리라 라리라 라리라
내가 미친 건지 네가 미친 건지 미친 너를 못 떠난 내가 미친 건지 사랑했던 건 진심 넌 내 맘의 별 근데 별은 별인데 서울의 별 밤만 되면 아주 그냥 보이질 않아 내 속 가서 그냥 보이질 않아 반짝 별님 어딜 가셨나 땅속에 꺼졌나 했더니 진짜 땅속이래 참 신명나 보여 클럽에서 아주 그냥 흥에 겨워 번쩍번쩍 빛나네 네가 뭐 그리 잘났어 나의 감정이 없는 사람 취급하고 또 그게 당연하다는 듯 꿇어 넌 알긴 알까 나도 사람이란 걸 지르면 한파 간지럽히면 웃어 화는 내 줄도 알고 슬프면 울어 엮였어 진심 더럽게 엮였어 답이 있을리 있나 없지
Trouble Trouble I just need 누가 더 아파 누가 더 사랑해 내게 미친 날 보고 있으면 난 웃지 이렇게 웃지 엄만 가질수록 더 내가 필요해
네 속을 해고 또 해고 또 해도 널 진짜 모르겠어 못해 먹겠다 겪을 만큼 겪었어 난 들어볼 일 없어 너와 나 사이 일 없어
마지막은 말 후회할 텐데
야 됐고 볼장 다 봤고 넌 그냥 머리 꼭지부터 발끝까지 최악 별 같은 소리하고 앉았네 불 꺼 그만 난 자러 갈래 수고
Hurt me, love me, I just need 마음껏 욕해 하지 마 가지 마 Hurt me, love me
Yeah. 건지 네가 미친 건지 미친 너를 못 떠난 내가 미친 거지.
Asian Pop Radio, this week we are celebrating World Radio Day, but we're kind of making it World Radio Week because it's a big deal to us. And we thought we would cross to Mo at K Radio to check in. How are you going, Mo?
Hey, Jay John, how's it going? Hi, everyone at APRA.
Radio is a good thing.
It is a good thing. Although we could be sunning it on a beach somewhere with a margarita. That's also pretty good.
Well, we could have radio on the beach. That would be the best of both worlds.
Well, there you go. Let's do that.
So you're a radio presenter now, Mo, and you produce quite unique radio, I guess in a really new kind of way. You do it your own way. You're not in a studio like, you know, downtown or anything like that. You're doing it from your own room and you're doing it with different equipment. I guess I want to know what it's like to get started with this project. Was it daunting for you?
It was. Like I said, I don't know if I mentioned this before, but when I first started for K Music, I was originally applying for just an admin position on one of the Facebook pages. So when they said, oh, by the way, you're now applying for a radio presenter, I was just like, oh, okay, how do I do this? So I did a demo, sent it over, and, you know, I started the show. And yes, it was really daunting because obviously I'd never done anything like it before and never even considered it. So it was difficult. And obviously when I first started, it literally was just my laptop and I was using one of those gaming headsets. Okay. So I didn't have anything professional. So
you've been learning as you go.
Yes,
aren't
exactly.
We all? And the joys of being a volunteer, huh? You never know what you're going to be doing when you put your hand up.
That's exactly right.
So how's it going for you so far, Mo? You're enjoying it?
Oh, like I love doing the show. Like, well, me and Rach had our year anniversary the week before and, you know, I wouldn't have pictured myself doing radio. And it's for the year that I have been doing K-Radio, it's amazing at the things that I've been managed to accomplish and the people that I've managed to meet and talk to. I love it. Why wouldn't I?
So have you always had a love of radio or did you grow up not really listening to much?
When I was younger, obviously I grew up in the UK and Germany, but I did listen to a lot of radio back in the day. Obviously I'm in my late 20s, so radio was a big thing back in the day. Like, you know, you had your top 40 charts on a Sunday that I used to listen to on BBC radio and I loved it and I used to record it with my little cassette player.
Did you grow up watching Beat UK on TV?
No.
Oh, I used to watch Beat UK. I used to religiously watch Beat UK to watch the top 20 countdown.
Top of the Pops. That's how I used to watch it on TV.
Of course. So your role as a presenter on K Radio, has it spurred you to listen to other radio around the country or perhaps around the globe?
I want to try and better the show and better myself as a presenter. So yes, I do listen to a few others. Obviously, I listen to you.
So I was just going to say, so I've been doing everything to make sure I don't listen to Asian Pop Radio.
No, I listen to APRA and I listen to SBS Pop Asia as well, especially some of their other segments with Sea Clown Rome and Eat Your Kimchi. And I listen to a little bit of Ariane, but not much.
Yeah.
I listen to more kind of local talent rather than the international.
Arirang's fun to listen to because you can get online and you can watch it via webcam at the same time.
Well, that's true. Like, that's something that I honestly want to try. I want to try that whole kind of watching us do the show because me and Rage, when we're together, and we're always saying this when we're doing the show, is that we do some really crazy stuff and weird stuff when we're actually talking. I would love to see kind of listeners react to what we're reacting to, like the facial expressions.
Mo Radio is, I guess, one of the best ways to reach out to the community. How is the community involved in your show?
At the moment, it's really sad to say, the community isn't really involved in our show. At the moment,
I talk and they listen.
It's like, because obviously K Music is based in Melbourne and I'm based up in Coffs Harbour, so it's a lot harder for me to kind of branch out using K Music and K Radio's name with just Coffs Harbour's local community, because it's not as big as a town as say Melbourne, Brisbane and Sydney.
So what are pineapples,
local
though?
Radio. No, it's bananas. Bananas.
close enough.
Thing. Still a fruit. That's all that matters.
Yeah.
But we are looking at radio stations, not just within my area, but also in Melbourne as well. But that's something that we're working on at the moment. But we are trying to involve, obviously, listeners a lot more in the show anyway, with different kind of segments and ways for them to talk on the show through album reviews and that kind of thing.
Cool. All right. Well, watch this space. K Radio coming to a radio station near you, perhaps.
Perhaps.
And maybe an outside broadcast of the Big Banana.
Who knows? That would be fun.
Plug your radio show.
Well, you can catch K Radio every Saturday night with me, obviously Mo Alicious, your host, and sometimes a few guest presenters, 9:30 p.m. Australian Eastern Standard Time. We are on Spreaker, so that's where you can find us. Obviously, every week when our live show is actually on, you can find the link on our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/officiallyKRadio, and on K Music, so facebook.com/officiallyKRadio. @KMusic.
Just do it.
Do it.
Thanks, Mo.
Valentine's Day special this week, so check it out. Thanks a lot, Jace. I'll see you next time.
Feeling mo, para bang ang bagal-bagal pa ng oras na. Huwag ka nang mag-alala, musika ang kasama. Gaganda pag may kanta, eto na. Kinahalika natin ah. Teka, take a break. 5 and 6 and 7 8. Teka muna, take a break. Muna take a break. Teka, ooh, take a break. Teka, ooh, take a break. Teka, teka, ooh, take a break. Teka, ooh, take a break. Oh, oh, titi ang smile at sabay sa pagtapik sa bawat tiempo. I know it's been a while nung huli mataw ka sa bawat step mo. Oh, huwag ka nang mag-alala, musika ang kasama. Gaganda pag may kanta, eto na. Kinahalika natin ah. Teka, take a break. 5 and 6 and 7 8. Teka muna, take a break. Teka, take a break. For goodness sake, yao sa muna, take a break. Teka, ooh, take a break. Teka, ooh, take a break. Teka, teka, ooh, take a break. Teka, ooh, take a break.
Yeah, tick tock, pop and lock, boogie to the good of good love. Tick tock, pop and lock, doobie to the shoopy to walk. Bigyan ng sapat na pasasalamat, tingin sa taas, tingala sa bawat pagpapalat, mga biyaya, sabay sa sayaw kapag niyaya.
Halika na tela.
The man that helps Jeanette get back to her roots. It's her Filipino crush, Sam Conception, on Asian Pop Radio. The song's called Take a Break. Something we should all do a little bit more often, don't you think? Music coming up, we will be having a Valentine's Day treat. Valentine's Day song Story by Dream. But for now, another Valentine's Day hit. Valentine Remix by our good friend Itan from Vietnam. Got a new MV out for it. You can check it out on our Facebook page, fb.com/Asian Pop Radio. Just go to our video section and you'll see a heap of music videos of performers and musicians that have featured on our program and giving us permission to put those videos up. So thank you, Itan. Here it is on Asian Pop Radio.
Một màu xanh xanh chấm thêm vàng vàng. Một màu xanh chấm thêm vàng cánh đồng hoang vu. Một màu nâu nâu, một màu tím tím, màu nâu tím mắt em tôi ôi đẹp dịu dàng. Một màu xanh lam chấm thêm màu vàng. Thời chinh chiến đã xa rồi sắp màu tôi. Một màu đen đen, một màu trắng trắng. Chiều hoa có chiếc xe ta đi thật vội vàng.
một đường cong cong nối bao đường vòng hòa người dưng nhớ khuôn mặt bắt hình dòng rồi một đêm trời vơi làm sao vẽ bóng tôi làm sao vẽ cánh hoa đêm không màu một đêm nhớ
Asia.
Across the Community Radio Network and on Phuket Live 89.5, this is Asian Pop Radio. And this is Jay John. We are celebrating World Radio Day, so we should welcome to the studio right now Andy from SBS Pop Asia.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me. Jay John.
You started off your career, Andy, in entertainment on TV, now co-hosting with Jamaica Dela Cruz on Hashtag Hits. Has the transition from TV to radio been an easy one for you?
That's a good question. Working in TV and film where it's like a real visual medium and then moving to radio where they can't, you know, like see you is, I think, actually a big difference. Like in the beginning, I found myself still acting out parts as
yep.
I was being seen on the radio show. But, you know, Jamaica and the team, you know, really gave me really good guidance, and I think the best advice I was ever given at work was simply, you know, the words, does it sound good, or
yeah,
you know, would that sound good on radio, would you listen to it? And that's a great thing about having a good team that can help you through it. And also, it's really a different beast, hey, radio,
yeah,
compared to TV and film. But I think there are similarities, like we still do skits and act on the radio, but I guess it's just executed differently.
And I guess it's a little bit more impromptu for you, isn't it?
Yeah.
But there is a different way of speaking, right? TV versus radio, and even like if you're doing public speaking, and it's a different mindset to be in, right?
Oh, exactly. I guess you have to be your best self at all times.
I assume you are, with your TV background, Annie, that when you are in studio, you own the webcam. Do you hog?
Do I hog the webcam?
Yeah.
Well, no, Jamaica and I are our own person, our own kind of character. So I think our presence is quite different and distinct on camera. And I think that comes off when you say you check out the TV show.
Yeah.
And we're really focusing on the TV program now instead of the webcam, which you guys can catch on Sunday 9 a.m. on SBS2. A little plug there. I love working with her to come up with ideas and see how we can just get a message across in a more engaging way. And so we're really our distinct character.
How much time is dedicated in between the two? Like, do you spend more time on Pop Asia TV or do you spend more time on Hashtag Hits?
They're definitely equally as important.
Yeah.
But we just schedule times throughout the week to figure out the content, depending on the content, the topics. But obviously, radio is a massive part of what we do. So, majority of the day Jay recently has been on hashtag hits.
All right, so Andy, when you're on either TV or you're on radio, is this the same Andy that people would get to see if they're at home with you?
Yes. Well, I'm a strange person in general. So, yeah, I would like to say yes. I think being a presenter is about being, you know, as truthful as you can in some ways. I usually try, you know, show some quirky bits of myself on air because at home, if I tried that, I'd look weird. You can't really, I think, fake being someone else or the audience generally sees that you're not genuine. So, I do my best to be as truthful as I can.
And if you're trying to be something else, then you're going to forget who you are from time to time as well, aren't you?
Exactly. Well said.
All right. Can you name a particularly challenging moment so far working at SBS Pop Asia?
Definitely in the beginning. It was like learning everything. Everything was new to me. So I guess for anyone starting a new job, it is obviously more difficult from, you know, the workflow to getting better at editing and finding where I just fit in general.
You know, it's really hard to walk in there and say, like, these people just don't get it. They just don't understand that I'm the boss.
Yeah.
Like they're going to have to learn.
Yeah. Very difficult. Again, lucky for me, like the environment here is very nurturing and they really get you up to speed really quickly and help you improve.
Yeah. All right. Highlight so far, Andy.
Highlight. Interviewing, you know, my first lot of Asian pop stars. I mean, for example, B1A4 and BAP, which you guys did too. And that was an amazing experience in itself. And just the opportunity to hang out and talk to people from all kinds of fields, depending on what week we have, what kind of content we're focusing on hashtag hits, we interview different people.
Yeah.
And that's great. And also, during the week, Jamaica and I get up to some really silly things to create the content.
Sure.
And like, for example, rolling down a hill. I don't know how that has anything to do with anything. You know, we're trying to bust myths, and that usually makes my week. Out of the blue.
It's a good excuse for not having to grow up, isn't it?
Yeah. Never have, never will.
More from Andy coming up soon on Asian Pop Radio. For now, getting into our second Valentine's Day theme, Song of the Week. It's Valentine's Day Story by Dream.
Hey, Asian Pop Radio, this is Johnny.
Hey, this is Will.
Hey, this is Ryan.
This is Teddy.
We are AO Crew.
Valentine's Day story on Asian Pop Radio. That is Dream. Here's part two of our interview with Andy of SBS Pop Asia. All right, Andy, fill in the blank. I would die happy tomorrow if I ever had a chance to blank on SBS Pop Asia.
If I had the chance to travel the world and create content with SBS Pop Asia.
Yeah, nice one. Right answer, I think.
Yeah, be awesome.
Being World Radio Day, we have to ask you if you idolize any particular radio presenters out there that can be local or international from the past.
Oh, I love Ryan Seacrest.
Yep.
I think he... You know, he has a great mix of radio and TV. I love his work ethic. He's like a workaholic. Everything in general, really well-spoken, classy-looking guy.
And he finds a way to make it look natural and to not look tired, because I'm sure he's got a very hefty workload.
Yeah. I mean, he does American Idol. He does his show. Also, I love Jimmy Fallon, but I guess he doesn't do radio. But
he's an amazing presenter, though, regardless. Yeah.
He's funny and just everything he gets up to.
And I think he really does think outside the square, which is important in radio.
Yes.
He's on TV, but you know what I mean.
Yeah. I mean, he might go to radio. Who knows?
He might. Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe he gets paid more than what he's doing now.
True.
Finally, we hear that you and Jamaica are putting a new spin on SBS2's broadcast of the hit Chinese variety show, If You Are The One. When does that kick off and what exactly are you adding to the show? It's already quite an entertaining program.
I'm going to say you guys have to wait and see. Like you said, it's a pretty crazy show already, hence why it's a hit Chinese TV show. So I think the initial formula already works, and Jamaica and I have the opportunity to put our own little spin on in the beginning and yep. the intros and stuff like that, so you will see us on screen.
Have you and Jamaica been fans of the show, like before you got news about this?
Yeah, definitely. We really enjoy it, and it will be airing on Saturday on Valentine's Day, so if you guys are lonely or anything, you can spend 7 hours watching it. It's going to be a marathon.
Yeah, like if you've been done wrong on Valentine's Day, you can tune in, you can watch a whole heap of really cocky Asian men getting disappointed that they're exactly. not as markable as they thought they were.
They are so harsh on that show.
They really
straight
are.
To the point. And I really think it really works in China.
Yeah.
But if you guys do miss it, you can also catch it on demand on the SBS mobile app as well.
That's it.
On another day. So check it out if you haven't seen it. You won't be disappointed.
But this is, I guess, just another level of Australia having a little bit more involvement in the show, because there's been quite a few Aussie contestants on before.
Yeah.
A few female contestants also. Yeah.
100%. Would you go on that show ever?
Wow. I don't think I could handle knowing the fact that 65 million people are watching me fail.
Yeah.
A select few listening to the show each week, that's fine.
Yeah. But, you know, they'll be on your side if you win or fail.
Yeah, hopefully so. Finally, I think more people should be listening to SBS Pop Asia day in, day out. So how can people do that, Andy?
Well, our show is like ever changing with I'd like to say new stars and funny topics. So tune in SBS Pop Asia. We have a free Pop Asia mobile app. It's pretty easy. Just download it. And we've got a show called Hashtag Hits, 5 to 7 p.m. And we also have other shows besides Hashtag Hits. So in case, you know, you tune in at different times, like
J-Pop Nation, Eat Your Kimchi.
Eat Your Kimchi, YouTube Stars. And obviously we've got a Aussie K-pop star, Rome, who's doing a segment. And we potentially have someone really big new.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Very good.
So looking forward to that.
All right. Well, we'll have to make sure we get on the website and the blog and keep track of all those updates.
Yeah.
Cool. And I have to say, I've been listening to SBS Pop Asia in the different forms since, I think, about, 2004, when it started as Alchemy. So it's been going for a long while now. It's been good to see the progression.
Yeah.
All right, Andy, thanks so much for joining us on Asian Pop Radio, and hopefully we can catch up again soon when you're in town.
Thank you.
Jay John on Asian Pop Radio.
Australia review.
Hello and welcome to another review. This week we shall be looking at volunteering in Korea. Middle school kids in rural South Korea. What are they like? Are their lives like they are in the dramas? Do all the girls have multiple guys chasing after them? One being super rich and the other being super poor, but truly loves her. Okay, so you may think I'm over-exaggerating, which is the truth. Let's be honest. If it was like it was in the dramas, then why didn't I move to South Korea earlier? So if that's the case, what is their middle school life really like? It was in the Jincheon city, about an hour and a half away from Seoul by bus, about a third of the way from Seoul to Busan. The city was actually quite big. There were multiple apartments that could hold hundreds of people each. And then there was even many different hotels and places for tourists to stay. Now for the kids. It was a leadership program for the kids so they could learn how to be global leaders. Something that apparently people in rural Korea find hard to learn about due to the more lack of foreigners amongst other things. All the students that took part requested to be in the program. There were students from year 7, 8 and 9. Each day was intense. We started at 9:30 in the morning and finished at 9 p.m. They were long, with only about an hour for lunch and an hour for dinner. Each hour was spent doing something productive with the kids. As for lunch and dinner, half of the kids brought their own food from home, while others went out to eat with friends or with family back home. Because of the Korean mentors that were there that I got to become closer with, I was able to find myself more part of the Korean community. After that week was over, one of the mentors needed my help for another volunteer thing he was doing at the local library. Again, I was able to help and meet more Korean kids, even younger this time, and then go out and have dinner paid for. As you can see, doing one thing will lead you to another, and soon you'll feel yourself becoming closer with the Korean community.
Yeah.
the latest from the lady by the name of Chanel that is fierce on Asian Pop Radio. We actually spoke to her a few weeks back on the show, so if you want to go trolling through our podcast, you can find that interview. It's like a lucky dip. Good luck. And that's it for us for another week. We have celebrated World Radio Day today, so we should once again thank Andy of SBS Pop Asia, Mo of K Radio, you guys for listening and sharing our radio show with your friends and family every week. We can't do it without you. We get a chance to do this each week and kind of put our own spin on whatever we want to do. fb.com/AsianPopRadio. You can email us AsianPopRadio@yahoo.com or follow us on Twitter and send us a direct message, AsianPopRadio. Thanks to Shaz for the review in Korea, to Cassie for the Asian Pop News update, Travis for the music, and to our social media team. Until next week, have a great one and stay safe.
Need a dose of your favourite K-pop? That K-pop shop has you covered. That K-pop shop is having a pop-up store in Melbourne City, 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. this Valentine's Day, February 14. Get any poster for $10, photo cards from $2, and a free rose with any purchase over $30. Plus, heaps more bargains in store. Head to That K-pop Shop's Valentine's Day pop-up store at 110 Franklin Street, Melbourne. Or visit our website for more info, thatkpopshop.com.
Hey, what's up? This is Young Az, and I'm hanging out here with Jay John on Asian Pop Radio. Y'all already know, man.
Young Az, y'all already know, man.
One for the music and two, ready for the show. Mr. Worldwide, they know me everywhere I go. Calling all the girls, party till the rise of the sun. Yeah, we shut it down, everybody turn up.
I be my O-U-N-G-A-V-Z, that's how you spell it. Living my life through the videos that you watch, I do it and you can tell it. Been around the world with my music, groupie love at the shows. Doing what we want, like we never been told. Get it, I'm popping, I'm talking the town, and there's no way I'm stopping, I'm shutting it down. You all just jogging, I'm running it, kill it, I'm gunning it, you can keep running your mouth. But I'm here to light it up, drinks in the air. Let's keep this party going, taking it to the next atmosphere.
Can't stop when I step in the scene, you know I let it rock. So baby, don't kill my vibe. To the left, to the right, tonight, enjoy this ride with me, with me.
One for the music and two ready for the show. Mr. Worldwide, they know me everywhere I go. Calling all the girls, party till the rise of the sun. Yeah, we shut it down, everybody turn up. Lenga, lenga, leng, lenga, lenga, leng.
Yeah, you know.
Lenga, lenga, leng, lenga, lenga, leng.
Yeah.
Lenga, lenga, leng, lenga, lenga, leng.
There we go.
Lenga, 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 lenga.
Zone around here, no you can't get on my altitude. High life in the fast lane while you're strolling, I'm passing you. No debate, it's facts, when I'm on the mic nobody had to do it like me. Told them to wait, I'm back, but I never left, never did I rest when I'm behind the scene. They hold up when I show up, I show out when it's time. I live and die for this music, even when I'm gone from this life. If you ain't with me, then change the subject, cause you can't tell me nothing. The one and only, yeah you know me, let it be known to the public.
Can't stop when I step in the scene, you know I let it rock. So baby, don't kill my vibe. To the left, to the right, tonight, enjoy this ride with me, with me. One for the music and two ready for the show. Mr. Worldwide, they know me everywhere I go. Calling all the girls, party till the rise of the sun. Yeah, we shut it down, everybody turn up.
Lenga, lenga, leng, lenga, lenga, leng. Lenga, lenga, leng, lenga, lenga, leng. Lenga, lenga, leng, lenga, lenga, leng. Lenga, lenga,
slow it down.
Lenga, lenga.
It's a party, we can do what we want to. No excuses, no lies, straight up I want you. So just take my hand, baby, one, two, step. Yeah, 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 yeah. Breaking all the rules, cause I want to. Living my life is what I'm going through.
Ready for the show, Mr. Worldwide, they know me everywhere I go. Calling all the girls, party till the rise of the sun.